Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever experienced serious breaches of fellowship with your spouse or with members of your church family? I do not know who you are, but I feel safe in saying that everyone in my audience today can answer my question in the affirmative. When you had conflicts in your personal relationships and they were resolved, did you not feel a sense of relief and happiness? What if the difficulties in your life resulted from a rift in your relationship to God? In other words, what if you were God's enemy? Should you not seek in every possible way to repair any enmity which existed between you and God? Fortunately, God has taken steps to bring about reconciliation between Himself and His creatures and among human beings. He is the one who initiated the process of reconciliation. But we have to follow His directions to enjoy the peace which He wants us to have. According to Paul, Jesus Christ made peace for us through the blood of His cross. By Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, who were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Colossians 1:20-22. Please remember that the word reconcile means to change or to exchange. As you can see from the verses I have just read to you, the Colossian Christians were sometimes alienated and enemies in their minds by wicked works. Since the Colossians and other unbelievers had been alienated and enemies, they were powerless on their own to bring about reconciliation between them and God. So God gave a plan by which they could be forgiven and be restored to fellowship with Him forever. The word alienated means to be estranged from, which is exactly how the Gentiles were before they heard and obeyed the gospel. Paul used the noun form of the word alienated when he wrote of the moral and spiritual condition of the Ephesians prior to their believing in Christ and obeying the word. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12. When men and women are aliens from the kingdom of God and enemies of God Himself, what can they do about it? They can only respond to God's gracious offer of salvation in order to be forgiven and to be made God's friends. The possibility of our being reconciled means we have to take some steps to receive what God has promised. I'm aware of those who argue that man is wholly passive in the process of salvation and reconciliation. But that is not Bible teaching. If it were, why would Paul write, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5:20. If men have no responsibility in their reconciliation to God, it does not make sense for Paul to plead with anyone, "Be reconciled to God." Dr. A.T. Robertson says the expression means, "Get reconciled to God and do it now." God's plan for saving and reconciling man could not be made plainer or more emphatic. The conversion of the Gentiles makes it very plain what men and women have to do. These people believe the gospel, and they were baptized into Christ. Acts 18:8. When they believed and were baptized, they were saved and reconciled unto God. My friends, if you need saving and reconciling, obey the gospel today. Thank you, and may God bless you.